Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk to Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar. He's going to be signing autographs this weekend at the show. Mr. Bagwell, Landry Locker, John Lopez, thank you so much for your time.
You got it, guys. How you doing today?
Very good. I want to start with the Luis Garcia situation. How do you handle Luis Garcia? I know I heard Blummer and Callis talking about it the other day. It seems hard for us to imagine, us simpletons, to imagine sending Luis Garcia down to the minors with how good he's looked this year.
Yeah, that's a good question. and he's getting better, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think... You know, at this particular second, we have kind of a surplus of starters. So the trick is how do we figure out who's going to be our best starters and how do we get to the ninth inning? So you're probably going to have to be creative some way. And I don't know if it's Luis Garcia. We're trying it with Javier to kind of bridge that gap to get to Presley. So however we decide our guy's worth, I guess, is what we'll see. I think we have an off day coming up in Boston, maybe. So we'll see how that plays out.
Jeff, one of my favorite things when I was covering that clubhouse that you were in on a relatively daily basis was talking to you about just baseball in general. I love your insight on those kinds of things, not necessarily the game at hand. So I thought of you when the Tony La Russa stuff happened. And I really, really thought, you know who's going to have a great opinion on this is one Jeff Bagwell. What were your thoughts?
Well, I understand where Tony's coming from as far as the 3-0. The 3-0 don't swing when you're up by a lot. And I certainly agree with that. You know, part of that deal is kind of tough for a player because, like, Tatis did it, I think, last year. Hit a home run on it when they were up by a lot. But, you know, you battle your way to get to 3-0, and then you got to shut it down. But those are the rules of the game. As I would like to say, the unwritten rules were, you know, if you're up by a lot, you just, you know, you don't swing. But then you take a position player and you put him in a game, and that is it's almost 90% a lose-lose situation because – You're probably expected to get a hit by most, but you're in a situation where a guy's just kind of flipping it up there trying to get the game over with, and there's really not that much competition that goes into that. So what do you do when a guy swings at a 3-0 pitch from a guy throwing, 40-something miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at it either way. I think the bottom line is Tony said that they gave him the take sign. And if they gave him the take sign, then he has to take. As far as the unwritten rule part, you know, once a player, I mean, you almost go into your softball stance in that situation when you got a position player because it's hard to concentrate. Mm-hmm. So I can see the kid swinging, but if Tony gave him the don't swing, then he can't swing.
What about the after the fact, how Tony really, I mean, to say the least, did not have his guys back?
Yeah, I understand that, but I think he was trying to send an overall message,
mm-hmm.
saying this is how the way we do things around here. We respect the competition. We respect the other team. And, you know, if the manager tells you not to swing, then you don't swing. And you should know better by that probably to not swing. So it's kind of a tricky one, John. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am old school. You know how that goes. Game has changed a lot on that front. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the same ethos, the 3-1, if it's a strike. So I might as well take it.
On the unwritten rules, I don't mean to harp on this, but it's interesting to me. I mean, tossing your bat in the air after a home run, it was an unwritten rule, and it's now pretty much accepted. And what's your stance on just these so-called unwritten rules in general and how they're evolving?
Well, I believe in them. I believe in a lot of them. I don't, you know, I see bat flip. A lot of things changed for me in the 17 World Series when you saw both teams doing it. So I was like, screw it. Okay. You know, I can handle it if both teams are doing it and that's the way they want to play. But what I see nowadays is everybody's pimping home runs. This kid Arroyo hit a home run against us yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's doing a stutter step around third base. And it was his first home run. I got no time for that. You know, act like you've been there before. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, you do Tatis where you hit a 3-run homer to tie the game and you want to sit there and watch it. I can handle that. You know, that's a big situation and that's a big and emotional thing. If you want to do stuff like that, I can handle that. But you're in the third inning, you know, pimping home runs. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And then you're going to come up and strike out the next three times up. I mean, I don't get that. I'm not a big fan of that. But the game has changed. Nobody pitches in. If you're a hitter, you're never nervous. Everybody does is pitch away. So in case you throw a ball in at all, people are staring back out at the mound. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's the way it's going. I don't like it like that. Like I said, you hit a home run that matters. I can understand doing a little bit, but certainly not what they do now.
Talking to Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar. He's going to be signing autographs out there. The return of the TriStar Collector Show out there to NRG Park. What about the MLB? It looks like they're going to try to crack down on sticky substances with pitchers. I'm laughing too, Jeff, because, you know, you hear a lot when it comes to, you know, cheating and stuff like that. Like, they turn the other cheek. You hear it with steroids. You hear it with cameras and all that. They literally look the other way when it comes to sticky substances, and now all of a sudden they're going to crack down on it. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, I'm not that educated on what they're doing to their sticky substances now. You know, for 120 years, people have been using pine tar and rosin together. And the general feeling was, I'd rather have them use that than have a slippery ball hit me in the head. Does it make that much of a difference? I don't know. Now with the big, you know, thing about spin rate, they're saying that you get more spin because the ball's tackier. Maybe that's true. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I know a lot of guys, and obviously Major League Baseball is making a big deal out of it now. I don't know if that's the answer for the more spin rate, but maybe it is. Either way, they can do whatever they want as far as Major League Baseball is to try and do it. And in general, I would imagine they'll find a way to use whatever they have to make the ball a little bit stickier.
Before we let you go here, Jeff, you've been a part of teams that had some very big deals. Randy Johnson in season, Moises Alou, Jeff Kent. Do the Astros need to make a big deal to get to that last step?
You know, I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody in baseball is a dominating team. You know, we've played the Dodgers. We've played the Padres, played the Yankees. I don't think any team is so far ahead that you can't catch them. We need to do whatever we need to do in order for us to get 27 outs, whatever that means, whether it's better base running, better defense, better starters, better relievers, whatever it is to do, we got to get 27 outs, a clean 27 outs, and we'll be fine. And whatever that takes for us to do that, I don't know if there's a deal out there that you can go, oh, we got this guy where, you know, this puts us over the top. I don't know if that deal is out there. I think it's a little too early to tell.
Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar Collectors Show this week, and he's going to be out there signing. Jeff, always a pleasure talking to you, picking that brain. Could do it all day, but we only got such little time. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's a great Jeff Bagwell. Old school at heart. To say the very
best.
Least.
Whether he's on the air or not, I've always said my absolute all-time favorite Astro.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.